previous classes, Sunday satsangs, it was asked by one devotee, possibly you, about this discussion. What I want to give from my notes I wrote here is about Raghunuga Bhakti. And I'll present every Sunday a small discussion of Raghunuga Bhakti, and along with the questions and answers that are asked. So this will be the first class, and this is how does it start? How does Raghunuga Bhakti start? And I had mentioned when that devotee asked a question, I said it's based on ruchi, taste. And then there were subsequent questions, what do you mean ruchi? Does this mean a stage of devotion? We're just now talking about the stages of devotion mentioned in Madhurya Kadambini, beginning with, of course, the taking shelter of the guru with faith. Then there's anartha nivritti, then bhajana kriya. There's taking shelter of the guru with faith, and then there's bhajana kriya, and then that creates anartha nivritti. Then comes when you're purified and steady and convinced, and you become nishta, and then your nishta deepens, and your conviction deepens, and your attachment and attraction deepens, and you develop taste and ruchi for Krishna, and then goes further, and then it becomes very deep, unbreakable attachment and absorption, and that goes deeper and further, becomes bhava, and that goes deeper and further, becomes prema. Transformation of the seed of bhakti to the fruit of prema through different stages. So I was mentioning then the subsequent questions about this Raghunuga Bhakti practice. That means you can't start practicing till the stage of ruchi, anartha nivritti, nishtha than ruchi. And I said, no, the Jiva Goswami is not using the word ruchi to refer to the stage of bhakti after nishtha. He's referring to the basic attraction. So when I was looking at, and this is especially, I was looking in the Bhakti Sandarbha where he discusses Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. So it begins in Anuchade. Anuchade means section, because there's many verses and discussions in his own words, and also citing references from Bhagavat and other places. But the sections are called Anuched. I'm not sure what that Anuchcheda, A-N-U-C-C-H-E-D-A, but I would say sections. And so we don't want to say verses, because there's different verses in each section. There are many pages sometimes in Sanskrit, each section. So I looked in there, and four or five, six times he mentions the word ruchi in his own language of the Bhakti Sandarbha, and has nothing to do with it. It's all about when. He's not saying anything about anartha nivritti or nishtha, anything about what stage this is when Raghunuga Bhakti starts. And of course, in subsequent classes, I just have a little bit now, we'll also import quotations from Vishnu Chakravarti's Raghumart Manchandrika, because Rupa Goswami doesn't give any limitation. Oh, you have to be at this stage or that stage. He said this is the starting point. So this is the beginning. So it's discussed in Bhakti Sandarbha Anuchade 3.10. He mentions the word ruchi about five times. And then again in text 3, or let's say section 3.11. So first he defines, as we're talking of the subject we're discussing, is Raghunuga Bhakti. So we have some idea what is bhakti. It's devotion, service, worship. Bhaj comes from the word bhaj, B-H-A-J, to worship, to serve, to please Krishna, Hari Guru and Vaishnava. So now rag is some kind of special bhakti. There's bhakti. Everyone knows what is bhakti sadhan. We're talking about bhakti sadhan. And then we're following many rules and regulations and yamas and niyamas and steps and whatnot. And that's called vidhi marg, or vidhi sadhana. But then there's something called Raghunuga Sadhana, a devotional practice to attain prema, or love for Krishna. It's also a practice, it's a sadhana, but it's called Raghunuga Sadhana. So first, let's look at the word rag. What is the meaning of this Sanskrit word rag, raga? So first of all, there's two types of raga. There's material rag and spiritual rag. So rag is a basic mental and emotional response. The individual's mental and emotional response to objects in his environment, objects and persons. So if we take what is material rag, so a normal materialistic person, he has a natural attraction and affection for sense objects, the objects of his eyes, nose, ears, tongue, hands, touch. And he always intensely desires to contact those objects. I have an intense desire to see beautiful things and taste beautiful things and hear beautiful things, touch beautiful things. This is natural. Materialistic people everywhere. So this natural, svabhavik, material affection is called rag. Material rag. So now there's something called spiritual rag, because we're talking about raganuga bhakti. When a devotee experiences the same feelings of attraction and affection for Krishna, Radharani, etc., this is also called rag. He feels attracted to Radha and Krishna, and to their devotees, and to their world, and to their seva, and to their pastimes. And he starts developing affection for that. He said, this is rag. So then it says that's rag, bhakti, but we say it's raganuga, anuga. Anuga means anugati, to follow or to move anu after in sequence, anu. So raganuga, anuga means to attain or to follow the rag of Krishna's eternal associates. So we have materialistic rag, we have spiritual rag of the devotee. And then there's the rag of Krishna's eternal associates. We are sadhakas. We are just beginning devotees. So we may awaken rag. We may develop. It may rise in us. It may appear in us. This rag, this intense affection and attraction to attain Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan. And that's called rag. But in the spiritual world, Krishna's Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha and Rupa and Rati Manjari and all Krishna's associates and the various ratis of fraternal love, Sakya Rati, and paternal love, mother and father, Vatsali Rati and Madhurya love, conjugal love, Madhur Rati, they are all Ragatmika Bhaktas, called Rag Atmika. They have Rag, but their very Atma is made of Rag. Rag Atmika, Atmik Atma. Atmaka means their spiritual minds and spiritual hearts and intelligence and forms, and their entire being is made of intense attraction and affection and attachment, rag for Krishna. So they're called Rag Atmika Janas, persons of that land of Rag Atmika. Rag Atmika Brajajanas. Or Ragatmika Bhaktas. So now, we as sadhakas, we're devotees, but we're not Krishna's eternal associates. We're conditioned souls, and we're trying to attain siddhi or perfection, become sadhana siddha. So we have some affection and some attraction for Krishna. So if we're going to follow the affection, at seva and affection and attachment and moods of Krishna's Ragatmika Bhaktas, of his eternal associates, then that following of them is called Rag Anuga Bhakti. and we're practicing Raghunuga Sadhana. So we want to, Raghunuga means to attain and to follow the Ragatmika Bhakti of Krishna's eternal associates by practicing various limbs of bhakti, especially hearing, chanting, remembering. So he gives a definition of Ragatmika Bhakti. It means the intense loving attraction and attachment for Krishna found in Krishna's eternal associates, like Srimati Radharani, Lalita, etc., which they express, and they express their prem for Krishna by always hearing, chanting, and remembering and serving Sri Krishna in pure love, Madhurya Prema. But he makes a nice distinction, Jiva Goswami Pad. He says, there the Ragatmika Janas of Vrindavan, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, etc., they're also hearing and chanting and remembering. They're doing Shravanam, Kirtan, and Smaranam. But it's not a sadhana. It's an expression of their sadhya. It's an expression of their realized, eternal loving relationship with Krishna. They're hearing about him because they love to hear about him. Radharani's always hearing about Krishna. And Radharani's always chanting and speaking about Krishna, all the gopis, Venugita, Brahmagita, all these Gitas. And they're always remembering him all the time and dreaming, remembering, thinking. Those are byproducts, or those are outpourings and expressions of their intense love. For us, it's our means to the end. Our sadhana leads to our sadhya, so the means is hearing and chanting, and the end is also hearing and chanting. But for the Ragatmika Janas, it is their very sadhya, it is their very life. There's nothing more. They're not hearing and chanting to go somewhere, attain something. We're hearing and chanting to become an eternal servant of Krishna, sadhana siddha gopi or manjari. And then there we'll hear and chant, but there we'll hear and chant in pure love, in prema, madhurya prema. Here we're hearing and chanting to become purified, become attached, and increase our affection for Radha and Krishna. So now he says, so he defines that intense loving attraction. Now, how does Raghunuga Bhakti begin? How does one get a taste for practicing Raghunuga Bhakti? So now he explains. He says, these are all the English translation of the verses. By reading, and of course, I'm now focusing on Bhaktisandarbha, Rupa Goswami, and then next week we'll show the parallels of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how Rupa Goswami is presenting the same ideas, a slightly different language, but the same concepts. By reading scriptures or hearing from one's teacher about the Ragatmika Bhakti of the eternal associates of Krishna, then taste is born. One develops a taste for the feelings and actions and sevas of the eternal associates of Krishna, like Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari. This is in Anuchet 3.10. And the Sanskrit that Jiva Goswami writes there is Shastra Adi Shutasu Ragatmikaya Bhakta Ruchir Jayate. So this is the first of five or six times in the discussion of Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana where Jiva Goswami is using the word ruchi. Taste. He develops a taste. It doesn't mean and Vishnu Chakravarti says that taste can start right at Anarthanivritti, the very, very beginning of your sadhana. And then you may practice sadhana for 20 years or 30 years and 40 years and still have no taste. We see many like that. It's not a given. 30 years, 40 years. How do you get the taste? By reading about the Brijvasis. So if you never read about the Brijvasis and their loving exchanges, never. Or you hear from the teacher. He says, Shastra Adi Shutasu. Beginning with Shastra, Shastra Adi, scriptures, and Shuta. Shuta means hearing, Shuti, hearing from the teacher. Shikshaguru, Dikshaguru, etc. About what? Ragatmikaya, Ragatmika, Bhakti. You hear about it, then Ruchi Jayate. You know Jayate, means birth. Then, when one gets a taste for the rag of the Ragatmika Brajajanas, eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, even though rag itself has not manifested in that, in him or her or him, that sadhaka, his heart, that sadhaka's heart becomes like a crystal. This is all there in the Sanskrit. Spotika. Spotika means crystal. That Sanskrit is there in 310, you can see. His heart becomes like a crystal and it reflects the moonshine of that rag. So you're reading about all these Ragatmika Bhaktas, and that you're reading submissively with great interest and taste and attraction, your heart becomes a crystal, spotika. And a crystal, it's a clear glass, is a crystal. If you put an object nearby it, because there's so many facets and angles in the crystal stone, that it reflects the red or the green or whatever. So when you're near, when your heart and mind are near the shastras describing Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, Madhurya Leelas, for example, of Radha and Krishna, Gopis, Manjaris, etc., then you're hearing those shastras over and over again. That rag of those ragatmikas is being reflected in your heart and increasing your attraction and increasing your attachment and increasing your taste for more and more. So the heart becomes like a crystal and reflects the moonshine of that rag. Then, according to one's taste for that rag, one practices Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. Again, the word is ruchi there in Sanskrit. Tadiyam, it says, Tadiyam ragam ruch yanugachanti. Raghunuga pravartate. So now it's three times in two paragraphs the word ruchi. Anuchet 3.10. Then according to one's taste that you're developing by this hearing, then one practices Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. Taste for that rag. What rag? That rag of the of Madhurya, or that rag of Sakya, or that rag of Vatsalya. Tadiyam, that means that rag. Tadiyam ragam ruchi anuganchati. That you have taste for that rag, anuganchati, you follow, that is Raghunuga Bhakti. And there's more. This is the facts. The truth. Bhakti Sindarbha 3.10, going on. I think this now becomes the fifth time the word ruchi is there. Raghunuga Bhakti is impelled and pushed forward only by taste and not by any scriptural injunction. Ruchi matra pravritya vidhi prayukta na. Vidhi prayukta na. Not by ruchi, only ruchi matra pravritri, the positive thing of the taste of ruchi, that's what pushes one forward. Again, it's taste, which I mentioned to you before. Jiva Goswami, so many times he mentions ruchi, the taste, your attraction. You like it. You like it. Now, what is the proof? What is the proof or the indication or symptom that I actually have taste to develop the rag of the Ragatmika Janas of Braja? That love, that, what is the proof? Jiva Goswami says, when this higher taste appears, one then loses taste and attraction for anything else but bhakti. So you lose taste and attraction for anything else but bhakti, and specifically that rag bhakti that you have a taste for. And then he puts a phrase here, bhakti vyati rekena, bhakti vyati rekena ruchi tvam. Again, ruchi. This is like the sixth time he's talking about taste. And then he refers to a verse from Bhagavatam, Canto 3, you can write down, Canto 3, verse 5, verse 13, which describes there, something about Kapila's teaching, something about one who gets a taste for bhakti, then when one gets a taste for bhakti, he loses his taste for anything else material. So as all of our acharyas preach, he's preaching in his own language of Sanskrit, then he's giving praman by studying Bhagavatam, etc. So now, again, another entry. Taste is the basis of Raghunuga Bhakti. This is Anuchet 3.11, which follows 3.10, Bhakti Sandarbha. The path of Raghunuga Bhakti is inspired by taste, which plays the main predominant role, and mental worship is the main practice. And the Sanskrit is ruchi pradanasya, margasya, mana pradanatvat. Pradan means chief, the word pradan. Like we say, the PM of India, we say PM, Prime Minister. So PM is actually an abbreviation for pradan mantri in Sanskrit. We say Prime Minister. So pradan means prime, main, chief, the big one. And mantri means minister. So we say PM. So this word is there, pradan. Ruchi pradanasya, margasya. So this rag marg, the main item, the main thing is taste. You like it, you're attracted, you're interested. Just, get out of my way. Oh, but you're a bhakta, get out of my way. But you don't even have Gayatri, You don't have second initiation. Okay, great. Tell me about it. I want this. How do you went crazy like this? Oh, I went to so many classes in Kartika and Radharasuna. If you hear or you read, I got these books, somebody gave me these books. Oh, don't read those books. Don't listen to those tapes. You're going crazy. That's what he said. He said, you read these books. Chiva Goswami said, you read these books or hear classes from some teacher, then you may get this taste. The taste is the basis. So then he says, ruchi pradanasya. So now that's my citations from Bhakti Sandarbha about the beginnings of Raghunuga Bhakti. And then next class I'll discuss from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.